Well, as always, oh hush. When filming with a live studio audience, there are challenges as they don't always want to cooperate. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your tailgate talk. Don't do it. Don't do it. Stay away from that. Stay away from that. Look at you listening. Hey, so I'm here in the middle of... Hey, Bubba. Homer wants to make his appearance. It's been a while. Everybody say hello to Homer. Okay. And that's Chuck. That's Chuck right there, mean mugging us all. We'll talk about her in a second. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Come on up here, bub. And which means it's back up. Don't you do it. I'm using that. Don't lick it. Don't. Hey, back up, back up. Don't lick that. It's going to bite you. It's going to... Ah! Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Where was I at? Most wonderful time of the year, I think is what I was saying. Babies are being born. It's fantastic. With new babies, though, come protective mamas. And I've got a pretty gentle bunch of cows, and so I don't typically have problems catching calves right after they're born because, you know, you have things you have to do when a calf is born. We don't usually keep bulls. Occasionally I'll do if I'm going to keep it for some particular reason, but 99% of the time, if it's a bull calf, I'm going to band it, and that's a whole other story for another time. So if it's a bull calf, got to band it and stick a little earring in its ear so we have the number. If it's a heifer, all we have to do is band it, blah, blah, blah. Check it over, you know, make sure everything's fine. So typically I don't have a problem with mamas. Every once in a while, mama will decide she doesn't want me to mess with her calf, and then we do have a problem. So usually I'll bring somebody with me and they'll kind of distract the mama while I, you know, deal with the baby. Well, old Chuck, who came up and, you know, mean mugged us a while ago, had her third calf this year, and she's never given me an issue ever. Well, this year she decided she was going to make things fun. And when I went to catch her calf, she decided she wanted me to die. And so when she came at me, she made contact with me, and I come out with my John Deere Gator, my side by side, and she got me, and she actually got me up against the side of my Gator, and my wife loves this story, not really, and when she got me up against the Gator, kind of pinned me, she didn't break anything like that, but once she got me up against the Gator, that was it. I was done messing with the calf, and anyway. I had my dogs with me. Typically, the dogs are great about getting between me and a mama cow to kind of hold her back. They couldn't even back her up, and they're pretty. I mean, they're aggressive when they need to be, and they wouldn't even slowing her down. Like, she was determined to keep me away from that calf. It was fun, and I'm so. All of that to say, mamas are protective of they babies, right? Like they ain't playing when it comes to their babies. And I mean, I guess rightfully so, if they think you're gonna hurt them. I mean, that's just, you know, they ought to be protective of them. It actually helps me out if there's gonna be coyotes or anything like that come through the field when the mama is protective. Which makes me, kind of causes me to think about the relationship that I have with God the Father, that He protects me. There are spiritual enemies that I can't see with my natural eyes that God promises to protect me from if I'll lean into Him. As a matter of fact, in Psalm 121, about verse 7 and 8, the psalmist talks about that God will defend me, that He will protect me, that He will guard me. His perspective is different from mine. His angle of vision is different than mine. And so He'll defend me and protect me when I can't see what I'm being attacked from. That's beautiful, y'all. That's beautiful. So today, can I just tell you to one of the greatest gifts that we have from God is peace in knowing that He will protect us. Lean into that today. Hey, thank you so much for joining me today on the tailgate. Until next time, I pray you have a great week, and I hope you'll join me next time on a tailgate.